This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I'm taking Kyle Shanahan. We are both in agreement. There are no wrong answers here, but I am seeing a lot of Harbaugh love over Shanahan. A lot of it, Joe. Is that surprising at all?
No. Harbaugh isn't a very intoxicating individual. Like, I love Jim Harbaugh. Love him. Kyle can drive you crazy, but let's also remember Jim drove us crazy,
yes,
too. I think they both have fatal flaws. If you take Shanahan, I'll take Jim. If I take Jim, you'll take Shanahan, vice versa. If I take Shanahan, you're taking... Like, yeah. There's no wrong answer. And I think they're both very, very similar in that they're both really, really, really good coaches who have yet to have one of the top one, two, or three quarterbacks in the game to be able to, like, win it all. And I think, you know, a couple plays here, Jim Harbaugh's already a Super Bowl champion. A couple plays there, Kyle's already a Super Bowl champion. Right. They were both on the precipice over and over and over again of getting over the hump, and they both kind of fell flat. Here's where they're similar. I think they have specific fatal flaws. I think Kyle, at times, gets a little too into his play sheet, and down and distance becomes an issue when it comes to, like, hey, time management, clock management. I think his...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't care about special teams at all. Attitude has cost him at times. I think Harbaugh has been totally screwed over by special teams. Look at the kick return in the Super Bowl. Look at, you know, the Kyle Williams, because Ted Ginn Jr. wasn't active on NFC Championship game day.
Go to Michigan when they're playing Michigan State, right?
And one of the worst plays of all time on the
punt. One of the worst losses I've ever seen in my life.
Right? And then, like, I think there's an argument to be made that Jim's not into the play sheet enough. You know, how does Frank Gore not touch the ball at the goal line? How do you not run, even though they had a play designed before the timeout, how do you not run Kaepernick at the height of him being a running quarterback at the goal line? You know, I don't know that. You know, like, they both have gagged away games in these championship games where you could point to specific spots. The Niners had that Seahawk game. I mean, it was going back and forth, but like, they could have won that game early in that game and looked away and never looked back, and they didn't. The Niners could have looked away from the Rams in that NFC Championship game with Kyle and never turned away. Like, then they lost some brutal games that like could have gone either way. Like that New York Giants game, one of the hardest hitting games of all time.
It's interesting, the parallels, and I'm glad you bring it up, and Gary, Eric,
they're
and
both
Jason,
flawed.
We'll get to you in a second, but the parallels of both of them, they're very similar in that losing to a division rival and head coaching rival. Harbaugh losing to Carroll, right? You got Shanahan losing to McVay. Obviously, the relationship off the field between Shanahan and McVay a lot tighter than it was with Harbaugh and Carroll, because that one dated back to college, so it was a lot more animosity. What's your deal, man? All of that. So the parallels are very interesting. But let's go to the phones, because
before you go
on
there, I think Kyle has the advantage of being here 9 years, and I also think it's a disadvantage because you're never going to be like always surging. At some point, you have to kind of like retinker and evolve on the fly. And because we were robbed of seeing what Harbaugh would look like during that time, I do believe, and I will grant you that we just don't know. Yeah. We don't know what it would have looked like with him. I do believe they would have been better than what we saw, even though the roster was awful and needed to be gutted and needed to like evolve over time. If Harbaugh's here, I don't know if Justin Smith and Patrick Willis both retire simultaneously. I don't know that. You know, I don't know if they go with Blaine Gabbert like the way that they did. Like, we just don't know those things. And so, I don't know, like, I'm probably leaning Jim Harbaugh, though. And well, again, it's a lean. I'm not saying it's like a slam dunk. I lean Jim Harbaugh, and it's because of this. I'm a believer now more than I was 5 years ago. X's and O's are great, and you have to have prerequisite X's and O's to be a good coach at any level in any sport. Confidence for these athletes and the culture and the environment that you create, I think, is even more important than the X's and O's in the modern game. There's a prerequisite. You have to have some level of X's and O's. And I think dealing with the humans, if we look across sports and all the issue teams going on right now, typically there's a disconnect human to human.
Yeah.
Confidence, you know, team building, the toxicity in the locker room because of egos and whatnot. And I do love the way Jim kind of navigates those things.
It's interesting if had he stuck around the whole Kaepernick, right? Does his career get revitalized? Like, is it a fall from grace like it is? Not the kneeling aspect, but just the player himself on the field. It felt like it was such a far cry from what we saw. Maybe injuries had to do, it would be a big deal of that. But just what we've seen from Jim Harbaugh and his ability, kind of like Shanahan, to make something out of nothing with some of these quarterbacks that we don't think highly of anymore.
Yes.
And to bring them up.
No doubt.
Like, it's amazing. And it's... Now, people are also saying, and people will say that, hey, look what Harbaugh's doing with Trey Lance. See, Trey Lance has someone that believes in him. Shanahan never believed in him. Well, Shanahan got Brock Purdy and found something in Purdy that clearly he didn't have in Trey Lance, and he stuck with Purdy. Kind of like Kaepernick and Alex Smith, where he pivoted and never looked back. It's similar. So, like, we can talk about that all we want with Trey Lance and Jim Harbaugh. And again, it's preseason, people. Let's relax here a little bit. But I think
it's
interesting.
A fun hypothetical.
It's fun, and it's interesting how we talk about both these guys. And now that we're discussing it, Joe, they are a lot more similar than what I think we wanted.
They both want to have a physical run game. One does power football. The other one does zone blocking. They both want to have elite defenses, right? Like, they're not guys that don't care about defense. They both love defense. Yeah. They both love investing in the defensive line. They both hire great coordinators. Look at all Harbaugh stops. He's always hired great coordinators. Yep. Shanahan has always hired, outside of Steve Wilkes and Sorensen, he's hired a lot of great coordinators. Right. It's really difficult.
And Steve Wilkes, in fairness, was a head coach at one point. He made his bones in the NFL.
They both built great staffs. Here's the big one for me that I do lean more Harbaugh. Harbaugh, over and over, at every turn, has told you, whether it's in college or in the pros, he views the offensive line as the tip of the spear, and protecting the quarterback is paramount for him. Whether it was with the Niners, whether it was with Stanford, where he had unbelievable lines, whether it's taking Joe Alt instead of taking Brian Thomas or some of these other guys, where everyone was saying, you got to take a receiver. He took with the Chargers the offensive line. I fundamentally agree with Harbaugh on that one element of building your offensive line through the draft and making it a priority. He believed that. And that to me is the big one where Shanahan just drives me nuts. We just won't see eye to eye on that.
So what are we talking about? We're starting a team from scratch and you have the opportunity to select your head coach. We're giving you one of two options. You can either take Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan. And that is on the YouTube poll right now. Search 95.7 The Game on YouTube. Be a part of the conversation, 888-957-9570. Do we have a poll update there, gentlemen, when it comes to Shanny v. Harbaugh?
We do have a poll update as of right now. Jim Harbaugh is in the lead with 84% of the vote over the 16% who are all in on Kyle Shanahan.
A lot of this I do think is, you know, recency bias. Chargers were a playoff team last year. Early in the voting process. Right? All the counties haven't been accounted for.
Still waiting on the mail-in ballot.
Thank you. We had the five. It's just 5% in. Well, you know, this is what we're projecting.
Let me give you another element on why I love Harbaugh. I remember early in the 2011 season, they had Kendall Hunter as the backup. Yeah. And he used Kendall Hunter as a change of pace guy to compliment Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Not to ice out Frank Gore, to compliment him. You know why? Because he always say, I want Frank to be fresh come playoff time. And you can only take so many hits. Yeah. I mean, he would say it over and over. And there's just an inherent understanding of how violent the game is. And like, you're never going to be able to eliminate injuries. Like, it just happens. This is part of the game. But I do believe Jim is dedicated to finding ways to use guys on his roster who only have one skill or two skills that they can bring to an offense. He really, like, Isaac Sopawaga ended up being in the backfield as a fullback.
I know.
Because he's like, I think I can get this defensive tackle to just plow guys on short yardage situations, right? Like, there's just, I don't know. I always am going to kind of lean Harbaugh. And I also think it's because we didn't get a chance to see him through the thick and thin.
And also, I think everyone goes to this image. What doesn't matter, the quarterback, Smith, Kaepernick, Trey Lance, Justin Herbert, the pounding of the chest and shaking him up. And just, I have belief in you.
Let me give you.
Everyone feels like that at one point. They just want someone to believe in them. And you kind of put yourself in those quarterbacks' pads. And it's like, wow, I want to have a guy like Jim Harbaugh in my corner.
There was a play in 2011 or 2012. I think it might have been 2012. Alex was the quarterback at the time. It was before he got hurt. And it was before halftime. And they ran a draw for Kaepernick as the quarterback. And there was like, oh, they're putting in Kaepernick because he's got a big arm. And he's going to throw it deep. It was one of the most brilliant plays no one ever talks about during the Harbaugh era. And he ran this draw to set up a field goal attempt.
I know.
It was incredible. And Harbaugh would have these little tiny things. He would wear the cleats pregame. Well, he would take snaps under.
The million khakis and sweatshirts when he's in Green
Bay. I just love Harbaugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.